gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 2/25/2022. Oh, boy, the Wild Weasel's starting to roll, ain't he? Huh, Wild Weasel. But now, on the other hand, what has Putin been waiting on? It seems like maybe he's going to go tonight full scale. And there's all kind of stuff, but it seems like something else is determining a little bit of the time frame. I don't think he's all that goopy or all that unintelligent, nor is the Russian army all that incompetent as they're being depicted, supposedly. But the timing on this stuff is just kind of weird. Now, I don't know. I guess there are some, you know, there were a lot more anti-tank missiles been sent in, and there were also some more Stingers and that kind of stuff that were out there, and I guess they shot a few Russian aircraft down as well. But I will say this. May the Lord Jesus bless the Ukrainians, and may he give them tremendous courage, because they're handing out them Kalashnikovs, they're handing out the old AKs, fully automatic, they're handing out about 14,000 of them today, and I saw them down in a little ditch, and there's the Russians over there across the way, man. I saw them in a little ditch, not the trench, but in a ditch, and I thought about all of that. But the first thing I wanted to tonight is to thank Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And let me give you a tremendous, it's all praise to him. Because, you know, we've been praying for this young man, Luke, who was, he was intubated. He was in the hospital. He had the tube down his throat. He was he couldn't eat. He couldn't do anything. And he was being told that he would just have to be cared for until he passed on. Well, we got to him, and we prayed to Lord Jesus, and Lord Jesus has answered the prayer. We told you last week that Luke had gotten out of the tube taken out. He got taken off all the IV weirdo food, and he had been moved to a new hospital, to a newer hospital, a different hospital, where they were actually trying to treat the young man properly. And then now, let me just tell you something. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And all the people who pray, thank you too. Because Luke is back home, and his mother is taking care of him right now. Thank the Lord Jesus. Thank our Father in heaven. Praise be to God. Let me say, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Lord Jesus, let's go one more time tonight. Lord, will you go to Staff Sergeant Bruce? Will you go to Staff Sergeant Bruce, leader of the 3rd Squad of the 1st Platoon? You know who he is, Lord Jesus, because the gentleman who used to be under him prays to you and is one of yours, the old scholar of Temecula. Ladies and gentlemen, pray with me now. Lord Jesus, will you go to Staff Sergeant Bruce, leader of the 3rd Squad, a tough guy? Will you go to him, Lord? Will you remove the pneumonia? Will you remove the COVID or whatever it is he's got in his body? Will you remove it to him, Lord, and restore him back to full health? Restore him to full health and get him home. Exfil him home. Get him out of the jungle and back to the world of his home, where he can eat some bacon and eggs and get some good vitamins and have some good care and good rest. And maybe somebody might, if it's appropriate, and if he checks with his physician, maybe somebody might just give him, his weight amount, based on his weight, of a little ivermectin from the plunger, you know? And then maybe wait another 24 hours like old Hawk did. I check with my doctor. They should check with theirs, but, you know, their doctor apparently has got him up in the hospital, and I don't think they care for anybody in hospitals anymore. I really do not. I think that it's just very lucky if you get one hospital that's any good. But Lord Jesus, will you go to Bruce? Will you let him know it's you? Will you knock on his door and say, Stat Sergeant Bruce, 3rd platoon or 3rd squad of the 1st platoon, your men are praying for you, and they've got other people all over the world praying for you. Will you get up on out of bed? Will you get up out of bed, and will you come back too? Will you stand too and get on to the line, because we need you, Bruce? And then, Lord Jesus, will you remove the COVID, remove the pneumonia, get rid of his dizziness, get rid of all the side effects, perhaps the side effects of a vaccine taken a while back. And Lord, will you then return him home? Will you get him back to the world so he can have peace and quiet, rest up and get some good food, and rebuild his immune system? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And thank you one more time for Luke. Luke is home with his mother. We've got him out of the hospital, and he's recovering nicely at home. And that was the young gentleman who is the nephew of the Noonamakers, the wonderful people who have done mission work for years in Indochina and other parts of Asia, and who lived in France for a while, but now they're back in the good old USA. And let me tell you something. Let's help them. Let's help their people. Still, about 100 or 140, I think, Bibles and songbooks got delivered not long ago here to some villages in the Indochina, up in the mountains, the Montagnards, who are on fire for the Lord Jesus, and they, in their own personal dialects of their village, they get a Bible in their dialect and a songbook in their dialect. If you want to help that effort, send, anything you can or want or whatever to Indochina Bible Project or Noonamaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, and make that to either Noonamaker, Nunemaker, or Indochina Bible Project. Send it to the Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. And we'll do that in honor of Luke, who's now home with his mother. Praise Jesus. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You sent your only begotten Son down here, and he came down here to do his time on this planet, and he was crucified and rose from the dead, and he went back to heaven, and now he's our Savior. If you haven't done it, get out on your knees, repent of your sins, ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, because what's going to go down on this planet, he's going to be the only one that's going to get your ticket into salvation if you need it in heaven, or your ticket to survive on this planet. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Anyway, now, you know, it seems to me as though the timing on all this stuff is kind of odd. And I'm not saying I hope that Putin would take all of his whole thing and rush on in. I pray that he doesn't. I would pray this thing would stop. But I'm going to tell you what, for the first time ever, the NATO emergency force of, what, about 40,000, 45,000, whatever it is being now deployed in the NATO countries closest to Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, all right? And they're being forwarded into those areas where there's already a lot of U.S. troops. and a load of old Dunk. Old Dunk. I just call him Old Dunk. But the big red one is in Lithuania, from what I understand. Hello, Dunk. All you guys, you're man on the saw. The man on the saw. Yes, sir. God bless you. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And you keep your gas mask and suit handy too, brother. Because I'm going to tell you what. Now maybe what Putin's been waiting for is what Lucifer would like to see happen. And Lucifer's on this planet, I believe. I believe he's down in Antarctica with other fallen angels and other people going down there to pay homage to him, you see. And I will say this. What's Lucifer's deal? First, he's the father of all lies. And he tells all these people, all these hot dog people who are worshiping him, that they're going to be the one, the special one. You're going to rule the world. Putin, you're ruling the world. Biden, you're ruling the world. Xi Jinping, you're going to rule the world. Old the mullahs there in, Iran, they're going to rule the world. Israel, you're going to rule the world. Or the Rothschilds, you'll rule the world. Or the Rockefellers, or whoever it is. Anybody in this world of any country, any intelligence agency, any military, any government, any banker, any corporation who at the top, they're worshiping Lucifer, the Lightbringer. Well, let me tell you what. The Lord Jesus is coming with his angels, and he's going to jerk your tear butts up out of the wheat, and he's going to throw you into the fiery furnace, and he's going to send you forever. Going to send you forever. You're going to learn what the devil's really all about, you see, because you're fixing to go down into the fiery furnace, all right? That's what's happening. Now, the reason I look at this, and I don't know what's going on in the last 10 minutes or so, as it's now quite a bit darker over there. It's after 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning in Ukraine. But I noticed before I came on that yesterday we had gold was at approximately 1925. And that 1925 had come down from about 1970 earlier, and then today, right before it came on, it was 1889.50. So from what I understand is that Biden did not even put any of these sanctions on. The sanction that would have made any difference at all is the SWIFT thing. But you see, we're at war with Russia. Just to
all right, ladies and gentlemen, now we're on the tin cans. We got knocked off the Skype, knocked off the air, so we're going to the backup. Going to the backup, but I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Lucifer does not like the fact that you know he's on the planet and that you're going to pray against him. And that, by golly, if you go and if you repent of your sins and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, you can tell him, get behind thee, Satan. Get behind me, because I'm going with the true CIC, with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And I'm going to tell you what, it is just incredible what you think you're going to do on this planet. And you're being allowed to do it by the Lord, Father in heaven. You're giving your free will, aren't you there, Lucy? All right. Well, now, you know, we're just getting all kind of stuff. Now the computer went back on. Now it went back off again. Isn't that interesting? Because I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And we're seeing the effects of that tonight. I told you about the miracle that Luke had, you know, and all of that, all right? And now we're trying to get Staff Sergeant Bruce. We want to get him home so he can recoup at home nicely, too. But ladies and gentlemen, there's something going on. Is there a positioning delay in order to pull forth the NATO emergency forces, plus the additional United States forces that are being put into Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, putting into Poland, put in Romania, the British forces coming in, all the different ones, some of the French, all the different countries who are now in the emergency thing. And now they're talking about, how they're going to get, you know, anti-aircraft missiles and batteries and stuff to them. How are they going to bring them in? They should have done it months ago. But that is irrelevant now. Rick China Joe is, he's going to, oh, we're going to wait and see how these sanctions go in about a month. Well, I don't know, but he, I'm going to tell you one other thing, one more time. I emphasized it, but I have to go quick because I got 1 hour. So I go quick, and maybe if you're making dinner or you're playing Pong or some other kind of game or whatever you're doing, that you may not hear it, you may not hear it clear, okay? So I'm going to tell you clear one more time. You see, here's the deal. You see, Biden, Red China Joe, and if you read the Red-Handed, the new book by Peter Schweitzer, you're going to find out how much money Red China Joe and his boy get and his brother get from all kind of people, from the Red Chinese and also from Russian oligarchs and Ukrainians, you know, in the past. Not to Zelensky, but in the past. Now, the fact is here. Biden said he was going to put sanctions on. He put the one on a bank or two the first day when he first told you about it a couple days ago. What was it, Tuesday or Monday or whenever he said? I think Tuesday. And then he said, tomorrow I'm going to put sanctions on certain families and oligarchs and people involved with these. But he wasn't specific. Well, that allowed them overnight to move all their funds out of wherever bank or whatever they were at that he was going to freeze up, give them the opportunity to move all of it and move wherever they want it to be. You know, in some other holding company somewhere or under somebody else's name or in the Orient or, you know, on an island somewhere in the Caribbean, you know. Or maybe they got an Anstalt in Liechtenstein that the lawyer they have there does business with the bank. Or a lot of it goes to Cyprus, you know. That's where it used to go. And, you know, it's not necessarily in Vladimir Putin. It's not necessarily in Sergey Lavrov. It's not necessarily in this one, that one, or the other one. Ski, it's not. I mean, these people got, you know, storerooms full of bullion, you know. Vladimir Putin is probably worth $200 billion or $200-300 billion, all right? I mean, he's got a little dough, you know, a little do-re-mi. So the fact is, it's kind of interesting, is that, here's another thing that's interesting. Lucifer wants the war. He might control Putin, but at the same time, the Russians still talk about Jesus. They still have a Christian church. They got the Orthodox Church. And they're still building churches, and they still let their soldiers pray. Whereas over here in the United States, you know, you can't say anything about the Bible. You've got to talk about the witchcraft and all of that. You don't believe it? Go out to the Air Force Academy, all right? Go out and see their little witchcraft garden out in there. And I know where all that's at, because I knew one of the guys who built the old academy when it was first going up, because he had properties that were adjacent. Doesn't live there anymore. We used to have horse properties and stuff up over in there. So I know all about that crap, but it's ridiculous. I'm going to tell you what, this thing, if you move all these troops in there in the border regions, now you remember what I told you, General Kellogg, who was the advisor to Pence, and boy, did he get poo-pooed. They had to bring in three more people on Fox even to say, well, these nuclear weapons, he's really not going to use nuclear weapons, and there's not been any movement of the nuclear weapons, not announced. I saw Hal Turner said that we had movement around Moscow of the Topol M's. Those are the big ICBMs that are on the trucks and stuff. All right. Now, that's something that doesn't normally move, but they have moved them in the past. and they'll move them around to keep them from being dead set in the water in one position so the satellite can target them. If they're moving, they got to follow them and do that, and that's more complicated and the whole nine yards, okay? But they can follow them, move them into the Chaika where it's hard to see, even satellites are hard to see, or they can throw up a screen up in the air and kind of block that kind of stuff a little bit. All right, they can project. They can project, you see. A star-filled sky or treetops or something like that, make it a little harder for the satellite to check it. They can get it eventually, but if they move around, it's a little difficult. So anyway, we got movement now, but here's the deal. Kellogg was talking about his information. General Kellogg, the other day, either yesterday or the day before, was talking about Putin's threat. About kind of intimated nuclear weapons could be used against the United States or against any NATO country. Now, the thing is, he was talking about, he said, you know, I think they might use tactical nuclear weapons. Tactical nuclear weapons. I told you this last night. And old-timers were familiar in the Navy, like with the ASRocs, okay? And then some people, I remember talking with Greg Evenson. He was talking about how the old, some of the special forces, they used to parachute in with, like, nuclear devices and stuff on their backs. The equivalent of a suitcase for our country, okay? And they could parachute Halo in with one of them things. Or that they used to have a lot of artillery shells that were nuclear artillery shells. Tactical nuclear weapons, smaller amount, but just as deadly onto forces, onto tanks, onto a thing. It's not necessarily a country buster, but if you shoot two or three or four of them, kaboom, 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 and you land them all on your pod, or you shoot them from an intermediate missile or something like that, or from a blackjack bomber, which are up on racetracks, or from one of their Sukhois or MiGs, blame on, right? Then you put two or three of them in one of those cities, and you got a problem. All right? You put two or three of them, just across the line, and you hit Third Armor, or you hit the 82nd Airborne, or you hit the Big Red One, or you hit the French Foreign Legion, or you hit the British SAS, or the British para, you know, or British Marines, the Royal Marines, or you just drop one or two down into Romania, where there seems to be a lot of British troops and stuff down there, and aircraft, or you pop one onto whatever ships we've got in the Black Sea. Well, lo and behold, you got a nuclear war, don't you? Without ICBMs. And then, you know, I've told you since Thanksgiving that there are Russians inside the United States. And I'm going to tell you one more time again also. Put this in your pipe and smoke it, renew it, and get it burned in so you understand what I'm saying. Allegedly, Joker Tut, Barack Hussein, Obama, the abomination of desolation, maybe, gave to the Russian Spetsnaz, Special Forces, that he hired and brought in at least one battalion, maybe two battalions. That's a lot of them. But let's say at least one battalion of Spetsnaz into the United States. They trained at Fort Carson, Colorado, and per deep background sources, allegedly, Barack Hussein Obama gave 1,500 brand new top of the line U.S. military radios to the Spetsnaz, plus all NATO. Kick the record player in. All NATO code Sergeant Prokos. Now, do you think maybe the Russians are sitting there in Belarus, you know, or somewhere, and they're listening right in to all of the radio traffic? I've talked to you about the cleverness the Russians are showing. Oh, and clever doesn't mean I'm a Russian lover. Cleverness means that they're doing something, whereas the NSA, they're trying to listen to the cell phones of the trucker convoy, a freedom truck convoy, probably going to Washington, D.C. That's what they're listening into. They're listening into this phone. They're listening into your phone. They're tracking all of your stuff on social media. That's what the NSA does. They don't fool with the Russians anymore. They don't fool with the Red Chinese anymore because they're at the top taking answers from Red China Joe, who recently, according to the book, Red-Handed by Peter Schweitzer, recently they took in $31 million to the Biden coffers, allegedly, through Hunter and his daddy and brother and all that, got $31 million from the Red Chinese. Maybe that's why in a press conference when somebody asked him directly, and it wasn't Peter Ducey, it was another guy, he says, well, have you tried to get the Chinese to tell the Russians not to do any of this? Have you tried to get them to back off? And old Red China Joe says, I prefer not to answer that question at this time. Well, he's got to check to see if his next tranche, you know, when they want to think, making you think that they're so smart, they use the word tranche, T-R-A-N-C-H-E, tranche, French word, tranche. All it means is group or segment or group of stuff, all right? A series or whatever. But anyway, the next tranche of money of the 10% to the big guy money, right? So I don't know. All I know is that it ain't that hard to track. And if, you know, the FBI would read red-handed, or if they would go back and read Clinton Cash, or if they go back and read that, then they might be able to find something to do. Besides chasing after school moms and school dads who are trying to make sure their kids are not caught some kind of crap traps. That says the United States is totally racist and is bad and is native, and if their child is white, then they're white supremacists. Ridiculous. Now, I see that the, sandbox.us, sandbox, B-O-X-X, I think Brother Quayle put this up on his site. Map shows Russian and Chinese subs are too close for comfort. Since 2004, I've been telling you that Russian and Red Chinese subs are 12 miles off the coast of the United States, and sometimes they're closer than that, okay? Because I'll tell you, I remember in 2004 or 5 seeing a video that had audio, and it was a Russian sub. One of their, I don't know what the class is, the one that's the sub-hunter class, not the big boomer, but the sub-hunter. Anyway, you just can't think of it right this second. But anyway, it was sitting off, and about a quarter mile away or half a mile away, they were like a jetty, like a rock kind of a jetty on a coastline, and it was either off Maryland or maybe it was Atlantic City or somewhere like that, Ocean City or something like that, because you could see the Ferris wheel and the midway up there, and you could hear the people and the kids on the rides and the tilt-a-whirls and the Mad Mouse or whatever, and the different Ferris wheels and all the stuff squealing, and you know how people do the rides. And I suspect that they maybe ordered up for pizza, and so they just popped right up, and then they had the pizza guy deliver it down the jetty, and they probably paid and sitting there. But it was had audio. You could hear all of it, and it was showing that thing clearly. It was a Russian submarine. It was right on the jetty. So I'm going to tell you what. They've been there since the 50s and 60s. And I know people have tracked them, and I know people used to be in Iceland, and I know people that, could find them, not a sonar, but through RF comms, through their comms, and different things, who nobody else could track them, but they could. Oh, yeah. So let me tell you something. Let me tell you what they're doing now. I've told you some different comm things that they've been doing. Here's something that has been discovered by... let's just call them deep background, former, current, whatever they are, super SIGINT type people in the ham world today, but maybe some are still affiliated, maybe they ain't, maybe they're never out, maybe they're always in, you know? But anyway, on 8.992, which is a very, but it stretches a little bit in this, but let me just tell you, that command type's frequency, all right. What's interesting is that people are hearing West Coast, in the middle of the country, in the mid, you know, west of Mississippi and east of Mississippi in the middle, East Coast, and then also in parts of Europe and stuff too. They've been hearing a voice. But it's kind of weird. As they hear it in their earpiece, they hear the voice and it's like maybe reading numbers or it's saying something, but you're not quite getting it fully, the full frequency in your ear to hear it exactly. But it sounds sure like Russian to several people. And then when they look on their screen, they're looking for the signal in the waterfall, and then, you know, I mean, I don't know all about this, but you normally would have a signal that, like a burst, that would go across, and then the waterfall trails, you know, down behind, and then you have the, or you have a CW, where you're using a key, and it interrupts, it goes boop-boop, and then boop-boop, and it jumps, all right, with each word, or variously, you'd have an RF signal in the middle of it going through, and the waterfall. But in this particular case, you can hear the voice in the ear, but there's no apparent RF signal. The waterfall's there, but there's no RF. It's wide band, you see. It's got to be. It's got to be a wide band. And some guys are thinking they were crazy, but they're not. And everybody's starting to get with it. But the Russians are giving out orders like nobody's business, and they're using yet another interesting way of communicating that the NSA is probably sitting around saying, oh, them Russians on their satellite there, they don't seem to be talking about too much on the satellite. Well, that's because they're using 8.992 with variations of about 10 kilocycles, you know, stretching it a little bit. But there's no signal that goes through, no RF signal, but the waterfall's there. So, me being a dummy, I told the one person, I've talked to several different ones, deep background, I talked to one of them, I said, hey, I bet you it's just like the other day when they were using the waterfall, and then the signal went through, but then you slowed the waterfall down, and letters appeared. Letters appeared, and if you slowed it down, you wrote the letters down, then they were using that as code. So now they're using it. There's no signal going through. But somehow or another, the waterfall itself, the whole thing is the signal. That's just a tip for somebody out there that may want to look into that themselves. But I'm going to tell you, the orders are being given and the codes and the alphanumerics are being given out by the butcher load on that thing. And that's being heard around the world. But, oh, no, they'll just try to suppress all of that because Russians, they just use your satellites just like we do, right? Well, you suckers better start getting some couriers on some old Harleys and Indians and get ready to go, you know? Unless you can find some electric ones for Red China Joe because you don't want to use gasoline because of climate change. So, anyway, the Russians are bringing our country. They're off the West Coast, East Coast, and in the Gulf Coast, and they got a bunch of them up in the Arctic. And they got them over in the Black Sea, and they got them in the Mediterranean, they got them in the Indian Ocean, they got them all over. And then the Red Chinese are out pretty good, too. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you better prepare and you get with it. Now, right at this moment, I see the gold price being down to $1,889.50 from $1,925 yesterday. And I see that that is telling me that the big money, the big gold boys, they're less worried. Stock market even went up in Russia today. Oh, yeah. Here's my buddy telling me from yesterday. I was looking for the name of the woman who is the base, you know, public relations officer, Wendy L. Snyder. Yes. She was the one that just took the Russians to the American pastime, the ball game. And then the Spetsnaz trained up real nice. Thank you there to a real cool CB, I know. Anyway, that right there from last night, Wendy L. Snyder. And that's who was shepherding the Russian Spetsnaz into Fort Carson and make sure they were comfortable in their billets and barracks. Oh, well, they went after in the drill, and I'm going to repeat this again. They were using them brand-new radios, see, with the NATO codes, which means that means they got the American codes, too. All right, because Americans was, oh, well, that's NATO. Okay, well, we'll go to the NATO code, you see. So they're sitting there, and they were used, allegedly, by the Obama administration to do a drill to where, in the drill scenario, U.S. veterans who are Christians and Bill of Rights and constitutionalists, patriot veterans, in the drill scenario had taken over the underground of the Denver airport and had taken over Cheyenne Mountains, okay? And they sent the Russians in the drill scenario, the Spetsnaz, to go in and to kill the American patriots. Well, you know, you want to get froggy. The Ruskies are pretty tough, but I'm going to tell you what. Old, red-blooded American boys, all right, even old ones, you know, they might just find, a real nice little knife and a tomahawk, and they might just show you a few things they learned in the old days, you know. They might just show you that, they got a deer hunting rifle that can pop you from out there. Let's say, somebody like in the mountains there may have one of them old buffalo guns. There's an old Indian I know that's got a buck gun. He can drill a buck or drill anybody out the end of his horse ranch lane, you know, down the old road. He can pop them out there pretty good at 1,000 yards. And, Leaving for the mountain lions and the wolves, you know. So I'm going to tell you what. Did you see the video in Ukraine of the Russian paratrooper or whatever he was? And he was inside the city and he was walking, had his, you know, rifle and everything. He was with a group of people. And one of the Ukrainian women went up and said, what are you doing in our country? And she started yelling at him. And I said, oh, this guy's going to pop her. But the guy was looking at his grandma, in a sense, you know. He's looking at who was like his grandmother, and he's saying, oh, God, I can't shoot this woman to shut her up. She's telling me, what are you doing here? And I don't know what I'm doing here. So the Russian soldiers, they're not knowing what they're doing. But I'm going to tell you what. If they want to come and get froggy over there, over here, and what they'll do, and what I got a suspicion might happen, there'll be a stumbling by the Red China Joe or some of his Ivy League boys, the lefty Ivy League commie boys who are running his, you know, national security apparatus. The Harvard ties, the school ties, and all of these, all right? Well, let me tell you. They could stumble in to a deal to where somebody in the Polish or Romania or Latvia or Lithuania, Estonia, whatever, to where right near there something goes wrong and somebody pushes the wrong button and said, oh, shoot, I just launched something that way, or the Russians do the same thing, and pretty soon you got a nuclear war. And then, woohoom, balloon, balloon. And then maybe the Russians got all the tank nukes at the ready. Maybe our guys got some, too. I don't know. But they got some. The Russians, I guarantee you, do. And they launch them all on the pad of our boys in Poland or Latvia or Lithuania or Estonia or down in Romania or wherever. Hungary. And that starts the nuclear war that Lucifer himself and the fallen angels, Chaos or whatever all their names are down there, you know, that they want to start the Ordo Ab Chaos. And they would like to kill. They would like to reduce population planet Earth to no more than 500 million. And the Deagle report says by 2025 that the U.S. population, initially they said, was only going to be about 50 million. Then they revised that and said, well, it'll be 100 million. Well, it doesn't make any difference what it is, 100 million. That means 250 or 260 million Americans and illegal aliens have died, okay? Oh, the guy with the bump gun's on duty watching down his lane right now. Good for you there, brother. Well, sometimes you gotta laugh, people, I'm telling you. So we got a new way the Russians are doing their comms. You got Russians inside the United States, so any units here can be hearing that. Getting their message, whatever. I still think you're going to see more sabotage. We've had the pipeline down in by Houston. We had the refinery over there at Gary, Louisiana, somewhere by New Orleans and between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, okay? So you're going to see some other stuff. We had earlier on that, what was that plan up there in northern, on the north shore of Indiana? We've had a whole lot of them, and we've given them to you. We had the fertilizer deal down there in Winston-Salem. Heck, that fire, you know, run out a lot of people. I don't even know if that thing's put out now. And it's just like the Las Vegas deal. The old FBI never tells you who done it. Because they can't tell you who done it because it could be somebody that they're in collusion with. Or somebody that they hired to start the fire. Or somebody they hired to be the white supremacist of the Nazis. I'm going to tell you what, do not trust this government. You trust the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. You trust people that you can verify, that you know who they are, what they're doing, the whole nine yards. You stay off the gap, these doggone social medias. Quit telling everybody where you're going for vacation. And, oh, I'm going to the dance on Friday night. Oh, I'm going over here. Oh, I'm going over there. You know, quit telling all that crap. Call them on the telephone. Send them a note in the mail. Heck, you can send first-class mail across town. Well, it might get there in 2-3 days. You should get there the next day. But now, you know, 2-3 days and all of that. Because Red China Joe screwed up the mail now, too. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep old Hawk in the game? You want to keep old Hawk in the game and striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus? And secondarily, then, the warm remnant of what might be coming and how to prepare. And I hope you do. Anything is most needed or welcome. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And it could be Federal Reserve notes, a little silver, a little gold, or a check. Make it out to H-A-W-K Hawk, anyway. Now, may the Lord Jesus bless 10,000 fold. And I thank everybody. I'm remiss on, sending emails sometimes to thank you, because I tell you, it's just this whole deal starting to wear me out. And I'm trying to, I stay up all night, and I look around, and I do cat naps, I do combat naps, and I've done this for years. Because I'm not going to get caught unawares, and I'm going to have something real close at hand. 2-3 items always close to hand, because just like those Ukrainians, the president of the Ukraine, he came on, and he's with his boys out in the street. And they gave out 14,000 Kalashnikovs today, and we had more people in line to join the military than they could shake a stick at. Just like those Ukrainians are going to fight, I'm going to tell you what. You start looking for your own area, for an extra bolt hole, another, the little garage door somewhere down the street of a building that nobody uses anymore, or something next door that's got the old the farm next door where the farmers don't use it, or they're not even there anymore. Maybe the farm is, but they still have the root cellar, or you got an old, you go to these bridges, these old-time bridges, the ones that are in the old time, and some of them have doors underneath one of the sides of the bridge in the old stone wall, or the concrete that lifts the bridge up at the edge of the water there. Sometimes they'll have secret little doors you can get in and hide. You also go down the road on interstate sometimes, you look out in the farmer's field, you see a black house building, a brick building. And it might have antennae and stuff on it. Those are buildings that sometimes the farmer don't use, but they're used by the power company. There's all kind of places. There's little caves, little things like that. Kansas City, there's all kind of different entrances into underground storage. There's big underground storage, but there's also smaller ones in different places. Kansas City, Kansas, out in Shawnee, and different spots here. In Missouri, there's different ones. Some used to go into larger parts of the underground and aren't used anymore, but some are right there. Or you can make you an expedient shelter in the basement or the garage or whatever. But you start looking for what you're going to do. Get out and do your walk around your block and take how many steps is it to the cul-de-sac turnaround? How many steps is it over there to the telephone pole? How many steps is it up the street to the neighbor's, funny mailbox up there? And write them down. See what the distances are. Figure out where your spot and where your best spider hole would be, or where your best sniper position would be. All right? Because somebody's going to come here at some point in time. And whether it's the Ruski or the Red Chinese come, or whether it is those evil people who are going to come and turn on the American people to come and do the martial law and all the whole bit to try to come and take your gun while the Ukrainians are giving it Kalashnikovs out to their people, as many of them want it. Oh, maybe Trudeau, little Fidel, he'll come with the Red Chinese. Come on down. I don't know who it'll be, but you'd better watch out in this trucker convoy, because I'll tell you, they're going to intermingle in. They're going to try to intermingle in the Antifa, the BLMs, the FBI, turncoats that they hire to do crazy crap, that they con them into it. And they're going to try to disrupt this whole deal and make it white supremacists, evil veterans who are Christians, and, particularly those disabled American veterans or the wounded vets. Oh, they're the terrible ones, That's the kind of people that are at the top slots, sitting in our pentagram, sitting in our intelligence, sitting in our executive branch, legislative branch, and the judicial branch. 14 attorney generals demanded that Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Human Sacrifice, resign. 14 state attorney generals. You think the government is governing of the people who are you know, allowing them to be governed, you know, by the consent of the people? I don't think so. They're getting ready. They're taking food off the shelf. Did you see the, what can we learn from the Ukraine? All the shelves and all the grocery stores are totally empty. Totally empty. The banks, they were able to get some money for a while, at the most $3,000. There's going to be possibly up to 5 million people who are refugees. Now they're stopping the men, any of the men who are, you know, old enough to bear a rifle or stand up to the Russians. They're keeping them in, but they're letting the women and children go into Poland or Romania or wherever. So I'm going to tell you what. You know, don't you go into a loose day and knife that fight. And I'm going to tell you what, you sharpen your K-bar. You sharpen your boot knife. You sharpen your secret, you know, belt push dagger. You get it all rolling. You load your mags up. You get your level 4 vest ready. You get your pass gatter, mitts, your whatever kind of helmet you're going to use, or the World War II steel pot. With the good old helmet liner. Whatever will turn a little bit of shrapnel or a little bit of something. Right? And you get that, you get it ready, and you got your broken-in boots, you got extra socks, you got your haversack, or you got your small backpack, and you better have it. And for your children, you better pack the school pants and get them with water, MREs, other pieces, other type foods, make it candy bars, power bars, that kind of stuff, extra socks, maybe a rolled-up raincoat, you know? And you better put those in there. You better get one for Mom. You better get one for Grandma. Have you seen these people? They're just taking the big, like, beach bag or one small backpack, and that's all they got. I mean, you look back at World War II, I mean, they had carts. Get you a wagon. I'm going to tell you something to get. You go to Cabela's or Bass Pro and you look for those carts where you've got a cart, metal cart, with either two or four tires and wheels that you can put a deer or something, a big deer carcass on, and pull it out of the field, you know, through the woods or over rough terrain. You can take one of those and bungee cords and you can strap on some Mountain House, some cans of beans, some cans, bags of rice, whatever it is you got to eat. Water purification system, you can strap all that on, you can pull on those things, I think up to about 600, 700 pounds on some of those deals. Or the big red wagon, not the little one. The little one's okay, but the one with the bigger wheels and the wooden sides, you get one of those, you can haul some stuff in that. Right? Because if you don't have electronic ignitions in your car or truck anymore, after an EMP, you're going to need some kind of way to move the stuff. And that's going to be by bicycle or some kind of a thing. Or maybe you've got an old truck or an old car that just happens to have the old points, plugs, condenser, and the generator and the old stuff in it that ain't susceptible to all this crap. The electronic age. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. Start to walk around your block. Start doing a few push-ups, a few pull-ups. You don't have to get crazy, but if you can and you know any kind of martial art, get back to doing it a little bit. Do your katas or your tai gus or whatever it is you do, your kung fus or whatever, all right? You can just get an old, go up to the hardware store and get you an old, brand new handle for a long handle for a hoe or something like that, all right? A stave, you know, made out of oak or hickory or whatever. Just start practicing that and hitting like a, hitting something out there in the yard, one of those stand up, karate things like you kick or that kind of stuff or an old heavy bag, or if you've got just anything, you can make a heavy bag, stuff it full of stuff, put some bricks in it and hang it from a tree, and you just start playing with it and hitting that. You can also start to utilize, play with the knife or play with your hatchet. You can throw those. And if you don't have a big fancy Tommy Hawk, you can use an S-Wing hatchet that you can get at the hardware store, all right? I'm going to tell you what. You can get ball peen hammers, stick a couple of them down your belt, all right? Because I tell you, back in the old days, the old Bronx, the French, they used to have hammer guys. They would put like a bunch of hammers or axes, hatchets, and they'd put them down. They'd have each guy have four or five. That was like, in a sense, their artillery. And they'd take them, and you'd have 1,000 people throw a hatchet in the air, all right? Or if you're a bow hunter and that kind of thing, you got bows, you got a crossbow, or even just an old, good old, compound or whatever, or if you got an old longbow, all right? Start shooting a little bit. Get you some more arrows. But I'm going to tell you what, if everybody doesn't have a firearm or some kind of thing, at least like a .22 long rifle, rifle or a pistol, you know, like a Mark, one of those Mark pistols or one of those kind of stuff. You ought to see if you can get a hold of one. They're not too expensive. Or you might have Uncle Joe or Grandpa John. He may have an extra gun. He might have 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 guns. But don't you go into a loose guy and not got a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for Luke. Lord Jesus, thank you. Find out a weapon of power. Use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord. Then, Dingo Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPool, General McCormick's got a mission, buddy. Got a mission for you. But you're the best hand to hand or with the 338. Road and truck. And all of those that have warm souls that are on the drive. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare and get some more stuff. Get some cash out of your bank just in case they hit it. With the cyber, get more food, more ammunition, more medical supplies, which a lot of you are short on. Water purification, get an extra filler for your Berkey. Or get a Berkey. Good night. May the Lord protect you against all evil.